From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. People in more than a million homes and businesses across the northeastern U.S. are enduring the latest winter storm without power. More than 300,000 of them are in New Hampshire alone. Public service spokesman Martin Murray warns relief won't come anytime soon.
We're telling those customers without power today to expect it's going to be at least several days, perhaps longer, to restore power.
Hundreds of flights are canceled because of heavy snow and strong winds in the Northeast. Days after the death of a SeaWorld trainer in Orlando, CEO Jim Acheson says killer whale shows are back on, but with one notable change.
We will resume performances of our killer whale show, Believe, tomorrow at SeaWorld Parks in Orlando, San Diego, and San Antonio. But our trainers will not enter the water.
SeaWorld is still reassessing its trainer safety rules. New York's embattled Governor David Paterson is expected to speak publicly this afternoon after a flurry of reports indicated he would drop out of the gubernatorial race. New York State Public Radio's Karen DeWitt reports on Paterson's struggle to keep his Democratic support base from eroding.
Governor Paterson's campaign was already on life support. He was suffering from chronically low poll numbers, a shortage of campaign cash, and a lack of backing from fellow Democrats. Now, Paterson seems poised to pull the plug. Furor has been growing over a New York Times story that said the governor may have meddled in a domestic violence case against a top Paterson aide. Once Paterson is no longer running for governor, he could have an even harder time winning support from the legislature to close a looming budget gap estimated at $8 to $10 billion. The governor is not likely to resign at this time, though results of a criminal investigation conducted by potential political rival Attorney General Andrew Cuomo could change those plans. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
It could be Canada against the U.S. in hockey again at the Olympics following today's men's semifinals. The Americans first must defeat Finland today, and Canada faces Slovakia. NPR's Howard Berkus reports on the potential matchup for gold.
The U.S. men's Olympic hockey team defeated Canada last Sunday in an earlier round, but if both teams survive today's game, they'll play for the gold medal this Sunday. Actually, if they both lose, they'll also play again for the bronze medal tomorrow. But first things first. Canada tackles Slovakia after momentum-building, lopsided win over top-ranked Russia. The United States is undefeated in the Olympic hockey tournament, but it faces Finland, which eliminated the Americans in the semifinal rounds in the last Olympics 4 years ago in Torino. The winners are guaranteed an Olympic medal. The stakes are high for Canada, where hockey is the national sport, and where Canada's women's hockey team beat the U.S. yesterday in the women's gold medal match. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
U.S. stocks continue to gain ground. Dow's up 20 at 10,340. NASDAQ up 4 at 2238. This is NPR News. The University of Alabama in Huntsville says it plans to fire Amy Bishop, the university professor charged in a shooting rampage that left three professors dead and another three injured 2 weeks ago. Oliver Stoutner from member station WLRH in Huntsville has more.
UA Huntsville administrators had already suspended Amy Bishop without pay following the February 12 shootings during a biology department faculty meeting. Now they're planning to fire her. The shootings reportedly were related to Bishop not being granted tenure, although officials have declined to comment. Meanwhile, Massachusetts prosecutors announced potential new evidence in the 1986 killing of Bishop's brother. Yesterday, investigators discovered a newspaper article while examining an enlargement of a crime scene police photo. The article described an incident very similar to what she did that day. Her brother's shooting was ruled an accident at the time. Bishop currently faces charges of murder and attempted murder in the Alabama shootings. For NPR News, I'm Oliver Stoutner in Huntsville, Alabama.
American International Group is reporting a nearly $9 billion loss in the fourth quarter. That's a heavy hit. The insurer says it may need more government aid to stay afloat. AIG has already received more than $180 billion in taxpayer money. The trial of a Bosnian Serb general accused of genocide opened today in The Hague. A UN prosecutor accused General Zdravko Tolimir of overseeing the execution of thousands of Bosnian Muslims in the mid-90s. Tolimir faces 8 charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Prosecutors say he was a trusted aide to Bosnian Serb commander Ratko Mladic, the most wanted figure from the Balkan Wars, who is still at large. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.